This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. One Aurora police officer was found guilty Thursday for his role in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. Randy Rodema has been convicted on two lesser charges.
We, the jury, find that defendant Randy Rodema guilty of criminally negligent homicide. Jury verdict for the charge of assault in the second degree. We, the jury, find the defendant, Randy Rodema, guilty of assault in the third degree.
The other officer on trial, Jason Rosenblatt, was found not guilty. And Colorado lawmakers are reacting to the split verdict. Senator Rhonda Fields represents the Aurora district that includes where McClain was stopped by police. She says the verdict is the result of recent police reform laws, but that it is still not enough.
What we haven't cracked the nut on is judgment, you know, police judgment in reference to when do you use excessive force. I know they have the right to use excessive force, but is it appropriate for them to use it in a way that causes someone to lose their life?
The sentencing hearing for the convicted officer, Randy Rodema, is in January. Advocates are pushing for Denver to consider public transportation improvements to and from DIA. But as CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports, it's not likely to happen.
Airport officials want to expand Peña Boulevard, the main road to DIA. Transit advocates say that would contradict the city's climate goals and that they should instead fund improvements to the A-line so the train could run more often. But the airport has no plans to do that. RTD says it can't afford to make the A-line better either. And Mayor Mike Johnston, who supported A-line improvements during his campaign, now says he won't direct city funds to pay for airport rail. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to cpr.org. It's 6:06.